is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Hiya, kids. Is everybody having fun?
I think I'm feeling depressed.
That's very poetic.
Impressive.
Where's my brain?
I told her to be here.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Hoganberry Falls, here we come.
Testing, 1, 2, this is working. Okay, it's working. Here you go.
The Barkley Family Chronicles, tape 1.
This is a tape for Stuart Reed Barkley.
That's you, Stuart. See Daddy with the microphone?
No, Stuart, don't. Don't eat the microphone. Give it to Daddy. Give it here.
Let me. Thanks, Stu. Hey, Jimmy here telling you for all your insurance needs, you can
Jimmy, cut it out. This is supposed to be serious, Stuart. You're only a year old now, but maybe you'll appreciate hearing this when you're older.
Yeah, when you're older and looking for a cassette tape to record over, this will be the obvious choice.
We want to tell you a story about Pokenberry Falls.
It's in New England, by the way.
Thank you, Donna. We want to tell you about our trip there.
And why we went there.
And what happened while we were there, and, well, you'll see. The story begins...
Once upon a time.
...when I got a mysterious postcard in the mail.
That's not where it started, Dad. It started after the postcard.
No, wait a minute.
She's right, George. It really started the day you graduated.
All right. It started at my graduation from seminary.
I'm so proud.
William Bailey. George Barkley.
All right, Dad. I love the room.
Way to go, Dad. Yeah.
I love you, George. Wave to Daddy, Stuart.
Well, afterwards, my family spared no expense and took me to Burger World for a graduation meal.
It was Stuart's idea. He loves Burger World.
Really? Is that why we always put him in a high chair and feed him Cheerios while we try to choke down those greasy burgers?
I don't believe it. Are you guys listening to this unappreciative...
The tape's still running, guys.
Allow me. Stuart, you used to love Burger World because it had a lot of bright colors and a man in a clown outfit.
Hiya, kids! Welcome to Burger World! Is everybody having fun?
Great. Yeah.
Tell me honestly, Mr. Clown, you really like wearing all that makeup, don't you?
It's a hobby.
Have fun at Burger World!
Nice choice. Thanks for bringing me here.
Oh, we just wanted you to see what kinds of job opportunities you'll have now that you graduated from seminary.
How are you at playing bicycle horns, Dad?
No, Stuart. The Cheerios go in your mouth, not in your nose.
Seriously, Dad, now that you've graduated, when are you going to get a real job?
Well, funny you should mention it, but there is a potential offer in the works.
What's that mean?
Yes, George, what does that mean? You didn't tell me about an offer.
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise. Tom Riley told me this morning that the pulpit committee has made a decision. They're going to recommend to the church that I be hired as the full-time pastor.
Oh, that's wonderful, Dad.
All right, Dad, regular paychecks are here again.
Not so fast. I mean, the church hasn't cleared it yet.
Yeah, sure, as if they won't.
Well, maybe they won't, and maybe I'll say no if they do.
Well, you're kidding. Why would you say no?
Well, because I'd want to pray hard and long first just to make sure it's God's will.
Oh, that.
Leave it to you to take the spiritual point of view.
You're such a pastor.
Look, Tom suggested we get out of town for a few days while the church talks about it. He figured we could use some time away, all things considered.
Well, yes, but where? I mean, just because you graduated doesn't mean we suddenly have money.
True, but we could, you know...
Excuse me. I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but... Well, no, I did. I did mean to eavesdrop, to be honest, but maybe I could help you with that question.
You can? What, are you, a travel agent?
Oh, no, sir. My name's Ellis Birch. I sent you a postcard.
You sent me a postcard? You know who I am?
Oh, I sure do. You're why I'm here. Don't think I'd come to Burger World otherwise.
Not even for the clown?
Well, it wouldn't even be an Odyssey either. I'm the one who sent you the postcard from Pokenberry Falls a couple of weeks back.
Pokenberry Falls. I remember.
Yeah, all it said was, wish you were here. I mean, we couldn't make any sense of it. You sent it?
I thought it might pique your interest a little.
Well, I thought it was a mistake.
Oh, no mistake, Pastor. I'm here to represent the First Church of Pokenberry Falls.
Oh, represent them for what?
Well, to be honest, I'm here to ask you to come to Pokenberry Falls to consider being our pastor.
So Ellis Birch from First Church in Pocanberry Falls asked me to come to be their pastor.
Did you say no? Did you say you thought he was funnier than Burger World's Mr. Clown? I don't think so.
Well, I thought it was worth discussing.
Dad, the man was wearing a hat that had fish lures stuck to the rim.
Well, he was a little offbeat, yes, but...
And what did you do with this offbeat man from Podunk Falls?
Well, I invited him back to the house to talk.
Well, anyway, we haven't had a full-time pastor for, about 2 years or so. So I've come here to ask you to consider it.
But why me?
Well, you were the last one on the list, you know.
What?
I mean, the last one to be considered because we didn't know about you. See, Alan Reynolds' second cousin, Argus, lives over in Connellsville, and I guess he happened to be in Odyssey and heard you preach, and he was real impressed. The rest is history.
Rest of what?
The story. Argus told Alan about you, and Alan told the search committee at First Church, and here I am. So let me lay my cards on the barrelhead.
Cards?
Postcards.
Oh.
See? Yeah. These are pictures of Pocanberry Falls. Hmm. I thought you might be impressed with its beauty. We're mighty proud of how beautiful it is.
Oh, it does look beautiful.
You have mountains there.
Oh, New England's full of them.
Why are all the cars from the 1950s?
Oh, well, to be honest, the cards are a little old. I forgot to bring recent pictures.
Yeah, tell me, is the town itself black and white, or did you have it colorized, too?
Well, we've got some local color.
Pocanberry Falls, New England's most popular resort near Rupert. Rupert?
Oh, Rupert's the closest city. Oh. See, Pocanberry Falls was sort of a getaway for rich folks who wanted to relax. You know, play some golf in the spring and summer, ski in the winter.
Ski.
The Lionel Hotel in Pocanberry Falls is world famous in New England.
Rich people, huh?
It looks charming.
Well, Ellis, this is all very interesting, but
now, I am prepared to fly the entire family to Pocanberry Falls so you can consider it firsthand.
On such short notice?
Well, you don't have to go right away unless you want to. Though I thought you said you wanted to leave town for a few days anyway. It's up to you. I can always come back for you later.
Come back for us?
Yeah, I got my own plane.
Oh.
The church has a plane? Wow.
Well, not the churches exactly. To be honest, it belongs to Barry Lionel. He owns the hotel, the plastic factory. He's chairman of the board of trustees for Pocanberry Falls College. And, he's also the head deacon of our church. But look, I'll leave you this packet of information about the area. It'll give you a basic history and pertinent details. Then, if it's all right, I'll check back with you later in the day. You just let me know if you want to go, and we'll go.
Well, thank you, Mr. Birch.
Ellis. The name's Ellis. Right. I'm at the Simple Six Motel out near the airport. See ya.
No, I'll walk you out.
Oh, thanks.
So, what denomination is First Church anyway?
Well, that's sort of up to the pastor, really.
I don't understand. Why is Dad even leading him on?
Leading him on?
Well, it's not like we're serious about going to Huckleberry, whatever it is. Or even to visit.
Well, why not? I'd love to fly around in a rich man's jet.
It's a waste of time. There's no way we're gonna go, right? Right?
Wrong. I think we should go. In fact, I think we should go this week. You said Tuesday would be all right, right, Mary?
Now, wait a minute.
Well, Jimmy and Donna's schedules are clear. Connie said she and her mom can take care of Stuart, and the Johnsons will make sure to feed Normal. We're covered.
But why?
Well, take a look at this dossier. First Church is Pocanberry Falls' only church. Most of the town works for the hotel or the factory. There's a private college with about 1,200 students. There are 6 projected housing developments around the town. They expect it to be the next major suburb.
Suburb to where? Rupert?
But, Dad, Odyssey has all those things. Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with staying here with our friends at our church?
Well, nothing's wrong with staying here. If the church offers me the pastorship, saying yes is the obvious thing to do. And that's what makes me wonder. It's obvious. The obvious thing isn't always the right thing. You know that.
Yeah.
So I've been praying about it ever since Ellis walked out the door, and well, maybe it's from God. I don't know, but if Ellis is willing to fly us there, I'm willing to give God a chance to talk to us about it.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Donna, you've been here your entire life. I know how you feel, but I simply can't say no. That's the easy thing to do. I believe there's more to it than what we think. I'll call his hotel now. If he doesn't mind waiting, we'll go on Tuesday.
Tuesday it is.
Well, Pocanberry Falls. Here we come.
Give that back, Beaster. Thank you. So we went on Tuesday.
So much for a rich man's plane, too.
Yeah, it was an old, what did you call it, Dad?
I think it was a 6-passenger Cessna.
Right, an old Cessna. You know, with a hand crank engine.
Stop exaggerating.
Well, it was no Learjet, that's for sure.
So, is this what you do for a living, Ellis? You're a pilot?
Sometimes. I fly planes, I drive cars, I fix engines, I do a little of everything, you know. Technically, I am an executive associate to the office of the president.
Meaning?
I'm Mr. Lionel's gopher.
So we got to Pokenberry Falls, oh, I guess it was...
100 hours later.
Oh, it was not.
It felt like it.
Well, it was late that afternoon.
And then we dive-bombed to the runway.
Jimmy. We had to drop suddenly to clear the trees around the golf course. The runway was on the edge of the Lionel Hotel Resort, and we were really impressed, too. You most of all, Jimmy.
Well, the place was impressive, but that was the resort. The town was a different story. You noticed that Ellis didn't drive us through town to get to his house.
Don't get ahead of the story. Like Jimmy said, we went straight to Ellis's house where we met...
My wife, Vivian. Viv, say hello to the Barclays.
Oh, it's very nice to meet you folks. Thanks for coming such a long way.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Hi.
And where's Amy? Amy! Oh, she's our granddaughter. Moved in with us a few years ago after her parents, our son and his wife, died in a car accident.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Amy! Where is she, Viv?
Well, I told her to be here. You know how she is.
What do you want?
Oh, there you are. I want you to meet the Barclay family, remember?
Oh, hi. Stop the story right there.
Why?
Well, I think it's important for Stuart to understand something.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
Stuart, one day when you're older, it'll make sense what happened next. But I have to tell you that Amy was absolutely gorgeous, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Maybe the prettiest girl I've ever seen in my life. Which is why Jimmy nearly tripped over his tongue when they were introduced.
I did not.
No.
And this is Donna.
Hi.
And Jimmy?
Hi. The measures all... the pleasures...
Steady, son.
Nice to meet you.
Don't worry, Jimmy. Amy has that effect on boys.
Effect? What effect?
Exactly. So, Viv, what's the plan? Should I take them straight over to...
No, Ellis. They're staying with us.
With us? But what about...
It's not quite ready. Plumbing problems.
Are we causing some kind of inconvenience?
Oh, no. We were going to let you stay at the parsonage, but, well, obviously...
There's a plumbing problem.
Oh, actually, it's the pipes.
The pipes?
They haven't finished putting them in.
The parsonage doesn't have indoor plumbing?
Oh, not since we ripped them all out to replace them. Just part of the renovation.
Right.
You'll stay with us. Plenty of pipes. Plenty of water, plenty of plumbing, for all.
We'll put George and Mary in the guest room. Donna, you can stay in Amy's room. Jimmy, if you don't mind, we'll put you on the sleeper sofa in the family room. Okay, now, let's get your things inside so you can just freshen up.
Uh-huh.
Just right around the corner there.
Well, Ellis, after we get cleaned up, if you don't mind, I'd really like to wander around town a little.
Oh, don't you worry about that. To be honest, I've got a full itinerary worked out for you.
You mentioned that I'll meet your deacons.
Tomorrow afternoon.
And preach at your midweek service?
Tomorrow evening.
We were going to have you preach on Sunday morning, but figured it's the same congregation in either case.
Well, I was wondering.
And in the meantime, I'll show you everything I think you should see, just to give you an impression of the town, okay?
All right.
We'll take the entire family and...
Grandpa?
Yes, Amy?
Why don't you take Mr. and Mrs. Barclay and I'll show Donna and Jimmy around?
I think it'd be much better if the family stayed together. Don't you, Ellis?
Probably. Thanks anyway, Amy.
Well, actually, Amy may be onto something. It probably would be more interesting for them if they went with her. Do you drive?
Uh-huh.
To be honest, I'm not sure that...
Oh, don't be like that, Grandpa. It'll be a lot more fun this way. What do you think, Donna?
Well, anything's okay with me.
Jimmy?
Sure, I'll go with you.
Then it's settled. Let's go.
So, Stuart, we got settled in at the Birches, freshened up.
It felt like we entered the Twilight Zone.
Now, Donna, we agreed that we liked Ellis and Vivian.
Yeah, but...
They had a giant moose head hanging in their family room, Dad. It kept smiling at me. And then Ellis showed me his model collection.
Models are normal.
Model teeth, Dad. Dentures of all shapes and sizes.
His father was a dentist. Look, every town has people with quirks. Even Odyssey has quirky people that an outsider might consider weird. It's what's behind the quirks I wanted to see. So, to get back to the story, Stuart, Ellis and Vivian took Mary and me around town while Amy kidnapped Jimmy and Donna. First, we drove back to the hotel, and he showed off the nicely manicured golf course and park and all the best that there was to see.
Well, folks, we have an Olympic-sized swimming pool and a banquet hall where big bands come from all over the world to us.
Impressive.
This is all very nice, Ellis, but, well, I was wondering if we could take a look at the town.
The town?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to see where the people live and shop, and please, just get us away from the tourist areas.
Downtown, huh?
Downtown, Ellis.
Uh-huh.
I realized once we got into the downtown area why Ellis was so hesitant to take us there. What were your first impressions, Mary?
Well, the rustic town I saw on the postcards had been replaced by a town that was pretty old and worn out.
The glory days of that popular resort town were long gone.
It's like the Lionel Hotel lived on, a castle on the edge of a wrecked village.
That's very poetic, Mary.
Thank you. I've been practicing for that line.
Buildings that once had department stores in them were all boarded up. One of the two theaters had closed down.
I saw a lot of signs for the unemployment and social service offices.
Poor Ellis and Viv. They did their best to explain.
Well, you see, to be honest, it's the darkness before the dawn for Pokenberry Falls. Lots of houses are going to be built on the outskirts of town.
Oh, yes.
6 different developments. That means something.
And I know it's not much to look at on the outside, but inside the town has a lot of heart.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think it's very quaint.
Well, where are all the people?
Well, most are working up at the factory. Oh, and it is off-season for the tourists.
Really? Well, what's on season for the tourists?
Oh, well, that's hard to say. Our peak season is, to be honest, kind of off and on, really. No identifiable time.
I see. Sort of.
How about I show you the college?
Yes.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, will we get to see the church?
Sure. It's right next to the college.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Amy took us on her own tour in her 1973 Pinto.
It wasn't really a tour. She took us to her favorite hangout, the falls.
The actual Pokenberry Falls.
Here we are. I thought some of the kids might be hanging around.
Kids?
My friends from school. Sometimes they ditch and come up here.
So, this is Pokenberry Falls' falls?
Yep.
But I thought it would be like a waterfall. This is just a big pipe pumping water into a tub of cement.
That's right. I think there used to be some big waterfall here, but they got rid of it when they put in the factory. I guess that was during one of the wars. I don't know which one.
You're telling us that Pokenberry Falls doesn't have any falls?
That's what I'm telling you. See, it's a good thing I rescued you from my grandparents. They'd be trying to tell you what a great place this is to live, that the town is headed for some kind of golden age, and I think they really believe it. I don't. This place reminds me of what Pokenberry Falls really is, a big fake. A dead town with a lot of dead people. A pretty tombstone on top of a lot of graves.
Oh, I knew it.
There's nothing here?
Nothing. Unless you're rich enough to stay at the hotel or desperate enough to work at the factory.
What kind of factory is it?
Plastics. I think they make the shells for computers, keyboard letters, stuff like that. It's the big topic of conversation in restaurants. Will this year's letter Q have a curl on it or a straight line?
You're kidding.
I think I'm feeling depressed.
Just wait. Grandpa will present you all with some gold-plated keyboard letters that spell out your name.
So why do you stay?
You think I have a choice? My grandparents are the only family I have left, so until I'm legal, I'm stuck. I'll tell you one thing's for sure. On my 18th birthday, I'm out of here.
It must be awful to be trapped in a place you hate so much.
It's a nightmare. You'll find out soon enough if your dad takes the job. Come on, there's something I want you to see.
Let me interrupt for a minute here, because while you were cavorting up at the falls, we were driving around Pokenberry Falls College towards the church.
And that is the college.
It's small.
Yeah, to be honest, we like it that way. Our professors can give students more personal attention.
You said it's a private college?
Well, we like to say it's Ivy League.
Because we have ivy all over the place. Anyway, oh, there's the church up ahead. It's right next to the college, so chapel services can be held there. Mr. Lionel insists that the students go to chapel. He's a very big stickler about it.
Well, that's good. Who handles the chapel services?
You, if you take the job.
Really?
Didn't I mention that? Oh, dear, where's my brain? Your position includes being the chaplain for the college.
Interesting.
It's a beautiful church.
Let me just drive around the front.
Maybe we should go on, Ellis.
Good idea.
No, wait a minute. Isn't that a police car?
Is it? What do you know? It is. Say, let's see about some dinner.
Hold on. There are two police cars, and their lights are flashing. Don't you think we should make sure everything's all right?
No, really.
You better stop the car, Ellis.
Oh, all right.
I think it's worth mentioning that the church really was beautiful. It was a modest-sized stone building, modeled after some European church, I guess, with large wooden doors and stained glass windows. I fell in love with it.
It must have been at least 200 years old, and with the old college buildings and woods in the distance behind it.
And the setting sun.
Yeah, it was gorgeous, which is what made the two police cars with their lights flashing such an odd picture. We got out, and somebody was inside the church shouting and breaking things, and Ellis kept trying to act like nothing was wrong.
Hiya, Bob.
Hello, Ellis. We've been trying to call you.
What's going on?
It's Owen. He locked himself inside and, well, you can hear that he's pretty upset. Anything you want us to do?
No, thanks. I'll take care of it.
Okay. See you later.
Thanks.
All right, Mark. Back to the station.
All right.
What happened? Why are they leaving?
It's Owen, isn't it? Oh, I knew this would happen.
I better go talk to him. You want to just wait in the car?
All right.
But it sounds like a maniac's loose in there. Don't you want some help? Why did you send the police away?
No need for them to hang around. They know Owen. He just gets angry sometimes, and since he can't get in the house, he comes here.
But he sounds out of control. Why don't you let the police handle it?
Because he's my brother.
This is the place. What do you think? Pretty nice, huh?
What is it? Some kind of hideout?
It used to be a utility shed. Now it's our own resort, our own getaway. I come up here sometimes with my friends when we want to pretend like we don't live in Pokenberry Falls anymore.
Well, do you have a lot of friends from church?
From church? No way. Nobody our age even goes to church.
Oh. Well, then who are your friends?
Let's see. There's Jan and Laura and Scotch.
Scotch?
That's not his real name. His real name is Kevin.
Oh. Is he your boyfriend?
No. Are you kidding? Do you really think I'd go out with anyone in this town?
Well, I don't know. Would you?
Not a chance. All they know how to do is drool at me.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's kind of obvious to say, but you're beautiful.
Yeah. Though, I mean, you could be a model, and I don't mean a model like your grandfather's dentures or anything.
Yeah. Thanks. I came up here for something. Where did they hide it? Oh, here it is.
What's this?
What's it look like? You want something to drink?
You mean a soda or something, right?
I mean, like, don't be so naive.
No.
Here, take a hit.
Well, I don't really think
that... Actually, Amy, we...
Don't tell me you're gonna be like all the other losers around here.
Losers? Well, I never thought of us as losers.
Then take the bottle. Come on, let's have a good time.
Hold it. We have to stop here.
What? Why?
Well, we're almost out of tape.
Oh.
Okay, Stuart, hang in there. We'll continue the story shortly.
Just when it was getting good.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Pokenberry Falls RFD was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.